Sorry, Mike.
All right, Hunter Lawrence, Red Bud. Hey, that second moto, that was exciting. Thank you for giving us a great race there. Didn't work out the way you wanted to, but nice charge up.
Yeah, for sure. No, it was a... Yeah, it wasn't a bad ride and stuff as far as riding go. Obviously, the result wasn't what we want, but it's just not ideal to be coming from 10th, 12th, and if we're referring to the first moto, even what last.
35th?
Yeah, 35th. You know, we got caught up in the first turn. We're not in that front row. Come in the first turn, and that's where all the shit happens, is from the second row onwards. You know, it's just a circus back there, so... Yeah, it's frustrating. It really is. You know, you come in and, oh, you're the fastest guy on the track and stuff. Story of my life. It means nothing when you're coming from mid-pack, you know. Like, you're using twice as much energy because you're passing guys, taking different lines you're not used to, and you're holding the bike tighter and you don't have your flow, and then you're running 2 seconds slower than the guys in 1, 2, and 3 because they got clear track. So, yeah, it's frustrating. We're trying, you know, the team's working really hard to improve the bike and stuff, and you know, we'll get there, we will. It doesn't happen at the click of the fingers, so.
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't think it's a secret the Star Yamahas right now. They have something over everybody else,
yeah,
right?
For sure. So, I mean, yeah, it's no secret, you know, their bikes are on it, and mean, I can't really say much else, you know. Everyone in the paddock knows it, so I mean, if I can beat them, and they are on a bike, you know, it's good for myself. I don't doubt myself, you know. I know what I'm capable of and stuff. It's just you want to be in there, the top five off the start every weekend, weekend in, weekend out. I think the results of that is just would be so much better, you know. Like,
it's so much easier on your life.
Not just the results base, but every aspect of your racing would be better. You don't have to take nowhere near as many risks.
Yep.
Like, the first one and even the second one, like, coming down that hill with, like, 5-foot braking bumps, like, I'm having to wheelie down there and just hold on for dear life, you know, because I'm taking off the main line, which is the line they're taking at that point in time, is not the roughest.
Yep.
Because it's too rough, so they switch to a flatter line and... therefore more ground speed, so it's faster. And yeah, same goes for everywhere else on the track.
It gets sketchy back there.
For sure, you know, and it's, yeah, that's how it goes. So.
Last time you were here at Des Nations, Red Bud, you put in some good rides. Much difference today?
Yeah, for sure, which, I mean, we knew it would be.
Yep.
Take it back a year to Nations, and we had 3 American guys on the track, and the rest were all Europeans. You know, obviously Indonesia, Japan,
yeah,
like,
right,
but we'll say the majority of the races were in European riders, so it was a European track, where today there's, I mean, I'm not even a Euro, but you could classify me as one.
Yeah.
So 1 Euro against 80 other Americans, like, I don't know how many there are, but you know what I'm getting at. So it's an American track today. If we had Nations here today, it would be a European track. It's
crazy to think about that for me.
It is, because it's just different. Here it's like, and I don't know why it forms up so different. I mean, obviously the riding styles are different, the bikes.
Yeah.
There's more factory fast bikes, I think, especially in the 250 class. 450 is pretty equal over there, as well as here, but... Yeah.
Tearing up the track more. They're braking.
Sure.
They're probably harder on the gas.
Yeah, it would be. And the brakes, I think. Yeah. You know, in the Euro, they sweep their corners.
Sure,
the bumps have flow to them. You know what? When there's braking bumps, they'll, you know, you'll lift the front wheel and link it up, or they'll swoop out wider and cut in. You know, a bit like Formula One. You know, like Formula One car lines. That's
right.
How the tracks form up. It's always, we say in moto slang, race car lines.
Right.
Whereas here, I wouldn't say the American tracks are as race car liney, to be honest with you.
Shooting, point and shoot, huh?
Yeah, really, they are. Yeah. They are, really. I mean, they come in straight and then rah, a big hook, and then you're out, and then you're on the gas wide open, you know. So it's different, but, I mean, we're sure we have the speed on it. Like, I can adapt to it.
Yeah,
it's just,
yeah,
you know, it comes back to point A. It's just starting from too far back, so...
I always tell people that if the Americans had to ride with the Euro suspension that I see at Des Nations, they'd freak out. It's so plush and soft and slow, and it's amazing the suspension setup differences.
For sure. I'll stop you and say European stuff isn't soft and plush.
Okay.
Think of it this way, just a quick example, in the sand they have over there, soft suspension does not work full stop. You watch the KTM bikes, the Husqvarnas, just in a perfect example, and how high they sit in their stroke of suspension. And the theory of that, I guess, it's like supercross. You have soft suspension, you go into the jump, you go out to the jump. Well, same on a sand track, you go into the bump, out of the bump, into the bump, opposed to stiff suspension, you go across the top of it. You know, you're on top of the sand, not in the sand, you know. So that's the easiest way I can explain it. But yeah, the speed, I think the speeds are higher in Europe. On the track, we're talking ground speed. I think they're higher because they're, one, not tilled as deep. None of the tracks are as deep as what these ones are. And the lines are a lot more sweepy. So it's a lot... We don't slow down as much as what here. Obviously,
yeah,
so, allow for different track layouts, et cetera, et cetera.
Generally speaking.
Sure, generally speaking.
One last thing. We talked about your season a few times on the shows and how tough it is to get the track down and the lines down in two short sessions. And obviously not applicable today because you've been here before.
Sure.
But how tough has that been, or has it been an obstacle for you?
No, I mean, it's all right because we're starting off on a track that's flat. In the mornings, let's say.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the tricky part is more the experience of the track. You know, knowing, like, hey, this corner, the outside's always generally faster in the race line because of what's next and you swoop and how it forms up. So there's...
Second moto, I got to go over there.
Sure. You know, just knowing how the track forms up. Obviously, I knew the layout here from last year. It was just how it formed up, you know. So, I mean... Yeah.
Cool, man. Well, hey, thanks. Good job. I'm bummed that we're not going to see an Instagram post like we did last week because you rode pretty well. That was great, though.
Oh, I mean, riding was good, but I mean, I'm pissed. I really wanted to yell Red Bud into the microphone, so Mel, next year.
I got a feeling you will next year. Thanks, man.
Hopefully. Thank you, mate.